services. This all comes to light after it was found out that Democratic Congressman John Conyers paid a woman out of his staff budget $27,000 instead of a slush fund that was created to pay sexual harassment allegations. President Trump is beginning his day before Thanksgiving, spending part of his time on Twitter. In a series of tweets, the president slammed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for considering allowing athletes to remain in the locker room during the national anthem.
I don't think members should be able to camouflage payments with their office budget. So there are two different pots of money at stake here. The slush fund created in 95, but then the average office budget that every member of Congress has. You need transparency in both of those.
Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis earlier today speaking out on the fact that there needs to be more transparency regarding congressional budgets and where money is spent at congressional offices. This all comes to light after it was found out that Democratic Congressman John Conyers paid a woman out of his staff budget $27,000 instead of a slush fund that was created to pay sexual harassment allegations. President Trump is beginning his day before Thanksgiving, spending part of his time on Twitter. In a series of tweets, the president slammed NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell for considering allowing athletes to remain in the locker room during the national anthem. Trump also demanded LeVar Ball thank him for securing his son's release from China. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
A former USA Gymnastics sports doctor is pleading guilty to multiple charges of sexual assault. In a Michigan courtroom today, Dr. Larry Nassar said he sexually assaulted several young athletes, including victims under the age of 13. In a courtroom today, Dr. Nassar tried to explain his behavior.
I'm so horribly sorry that this was like a match to turn into a forest fire out of control.
Nassar did try to put a positive spin in the courtroom.
I think this is important, that what I've done today to help move a community forward and away from the hurting.
He faces 25 to 40 years in prison. Earlier this year, Nassar did plead guilty to child pornography charges. Search and rescue crews are looking for three missing people after a U.S. Navy plane crashed into the Philippine Sea south of Japan today. Eight passengers have been rescued so far and are in good condition, but three remain missing. The plane was en route to the aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan, which is conducting the search and rescue operation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best part about Dell's Black Friday sale is not that they have the lowest prices of the year. It's not just that they have the hottest electronics and tech, like the latest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. Or that there's free shipping and extended returns on everything. Or that it lasts until November 26th. No. The best part is you can shop these amazing doorbusters while wearing your Jam Jams. All you got to do is go to Dell.com/Black Friday or call 800-BUY-DELL. Because why would you put on clothes if you can shop in your comfy pants?
As of today, e-cigarettes are banned indoors all across New York. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
The new e-cig law bans vaping in bars, restaurants, or workplaces. Essentially, any place in New York State where smoking real cigarettes is against the law. It's an extension of New York's Clean Air Act, which was approved in 2003. Governor Cuomo says he's hopeful the ban will reduce the growing popularity of vaping among New York teenagers.
As we approach Thanksgiving, what is the best way to cook your bird and end up having a meal that everyone enjoys? Award-winning chef Curtis Stone says the best way to have a successful Thanksgiving is to plan ahead.
If you write down your menu, what you're going to serve, and you decide that there's certain things that you can make ahead of time, like the cranberry sauce or like the chocolate bread and butter pudding with cranberries that I made this year, you can go ahead and do that stuff.
Stone also says a digital thermometer can help you to make sure you don't overcook that bird.
It's a really helpful little tool because you can insert that probe into the thickest part of the turkey, and it will give you a digital readout of the core temperature, so you know that you're not going to be overcooking that turkey in any way, which is important.
Stone also says you should not be afraid to ask for help.
You can ask them to bring a dish, you can ask them to be in charge of pouring the wine, but I think by giving them a job makes them feel super empowered, a part of the celebration, and the success of Thanksgiving is down to them as well.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
And good afternoon, folks. My name is Richard Scuderi, and this is another live edition of Modern Design. I'm very excited today to have somebody wonderful in studio who's with me last year, is a resident of Flemington, that is her businesses. Her name is Maxine Stadell, and her company is called Ladylike Antiques. She's been in the Flemington area for a long time, has a wonderful new space, very big, with lots of wonderful dishes and beautiful things to make our Thanksgiving table even more beautiful. And our topic today is setting a Thanksgiving table. Good afternoon, Maxine. How are you?
Good afternoon, Richard.
Yes, it's nice to see you again, looking lovely. I wish we had television, although I have a television show now, actually. We're going to have you on as well. So, again, our topic today happens to be setting a Thanksgiving table. We're going to take a look at the weather. I'm going to talk about our show. So the National Weather Service is telling me that currently, not so great out, right? Not like yesterday. National Weather Service is currently telling me that we are at 52 degrees, feels colder, I think. This afternoon, it's going to be mostly sunny. I don't think it's sunny at all. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear and a low of 24, so very cold. Thanksgiving Day, it's going to be a sunny day, but only a high of 44, so pretty cold. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, another sunny day with a high of 51. On Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 33. On Saturday, it's going to it's going to go up a little bit. A high of 63 degrees. On Saturday night, it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 33. And then finally on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 42. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We meet here each Wednesday live in studio in downtown Flemington talking all things design. We're going to take a couple of quick commercial messages, and then I will be back with the lovely Maxine talking about setting your holiday table. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today, as I said, is Maxine Stadell from Ladylike Antiques. I was so impressed when I went to her shop for the first time because she had unbelievable, lots of things, but the dishes were, I'm somebody that really likes dishes. And whether they're in or out, to me, there's nothing better than a holiday table with beautiful china that you want to take a picture of it before you even sit down and enjoy the day. So I learned a little bit about you, Maxine, for those who may have not know you or your lovely store. How did you get started with Ladylike Antiques?
It was my mother-in-law, ironically, and she, when I first married my husband, she taught me all about antiques.
Uh-huh.
And she told me, one day, You can become famous if you know enough about antiques and really.
And here you are on the radio,
here
famous.
I am on the radio, so I really do have to thank her.
Oh, isn't that great? So, you know, it's funny. We were discussing on one of the previous shows that was a couple actually in town that do estate sales for people. They were talking about as something that is an antique, and I think it's very funny. I think that what I originally assumed was an antique is something that was 100 years or older. But I think that's getting re-examined
the colleges are saying 50 years now.
50
that's,
years.
That's the new teaching.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's because, you know, there's such an influence now of mid-century modern. Now, I have two locations. I have one out here in Ringo's, New Jersey, and I have another store up in Maplewood, New Jersey, North Jersey, about a half an hour from Manhattan. And the millennials up there are really embracing mid-century modern. So they're looking at something that could have been my parents' first dining set and thinking, oh, I love these white swivel chairs. They're an antique. So that's kind of hard for me to get used to. But there is sort of a change in what's considered, I think, an antique.
Well, the difference right now is the antique business is not like it was 30 years
ago. No, it's so sad. Or even 15 years ago.
What I'm doing is redistributing beautiful things.
Okay.
No matter what year.
Sure.
And a lot of antique dealers are moving into that direction.
I think they have to. It's a change in the times, which is kind of tough, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And I'm adapting.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy.
No.
Because I love real antiques.
Yeah.
But I understand where they're coming from.
Sure. No, it's just like me. You know, I started in this business 20 years ago, and we were just doing, you know, mahogany furniture, ball and clawfoot dining room sets, jewel tones, beautiful things, expensive fabrics. It's just not how it is anymore.
No, it really is not.
You know, and it's also a business. So if you want to survive in the business, you have to go with people's tastes and trends. Although I wouldn't get rid of everything because I see things are very cyclical. They may not come back in the same way, but I do think, and we talked about this last time you were on the show, don't get rid of those wonderful things because they're gonna find their way back again.
They will find their way back, maybe not in the same form.
Right, reinvent
they'll
it.
They'll paint it white, they'll do it blue, they'll do the walls different, they'll do this. But I also think the really good stuff will always hold because if we don't buy it, the Europeans will.
No, and it's true that they were saying, the estate sale people, they were saying that in the United States right now it's very hard for crystal.
Correct.
That people are not looking for Waterford, per se, which was very expensive. He says, Waterford crystal, I can't get $10 a glass for something that was tremendously expensive and very well made. But I do think overseas people do appreciate that.
They do. A lot of, believe it or not, in my little store, I sell to Bermuda, Egypt, England, Germany.
Right.
Their tastes are very different.
Now,
remember, they still have maids. They still live a very formal life. So they cherish these things, and they drag them across the pond.
Why are Americans getting so casual?
I think it's media has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
I think that people are so busy, they don't have the time to sit. And I would always spend a week preparing Thanksgiving dinner, a full week.
Wow.
And then a week cleaning it up.
Sure.
And I loved it. I cherished every moment of it. And my guests were so thrilled and delighted. Today, they order it and bring it in. I mean,
that's horrible.
I'll tell you a great story.
Sure.
I had an apartment on the west side across from Martha Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
And on Thanksgiving, I was there one day.
Okay.
And I was watching them deliver from Fairway her Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow. I'm so disappointed. Wow. It's all an illusion.
It's all illusion, right?
Very disappointed.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to take our first set of commercial message, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Maxine Stadel of Ladylike Antiques. So I guess my question to you, Maxine, is you started with your mother-in-law and a love for antiques. When did that turn into a shop and how did it progress?
I am a caretaker of antiques.
Okay.
I live in an old home, not because I'm particularly wealthy, but because I want to take care of that old home for historic reasons.
Right.
And everything I own has stories behind it. I'm very, very knowledgeable about these things because I love them.
Sure.
And in my shop, many people sell me their things because they know they're going to go to a good cause or a good home.
Right.
Because it's not the money that they're worried about with their grandmother's things. It's finding a place for them in the world.
Well, they'll be appreciated, right?
Yes. And, and much of my business is based on that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have great fun, and I have great relationships with my clients. One man sold me some jewelry one day, and there was a particularly beautiful necklace.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I will sell you this for very little, but you have to promise me you'll never resell it.
Wow.
And I did not. I still own it. Mm-hmm. So there's a real emotional attachment to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I just got emotionally attached at a very young age and never lost it.
So you have moved. I remember you were in the building. You're right, just to let people know that you're at 152 Main Street right here in downtown Flemington. But I believe pretty much you were across the street, right, in a smaller space?
I started at Broad Street Antiques in a little booth.
Oh, you did?
And this big following followed me, so I opened a smaller shop.
Sure.
And my business got larger and larger, so I opened this one. And now, folks, I need a bigger shop.
Really? Well, you have a lot of inventory and beautiful things. And I love beautiful things. You know, Joan Rivers, the comedian that passed away, was known for living a very elegant life. She had her New York City apartment. And she was known for her dishes.
Yes.
She had beautiful dishes, and guests would come and say, and because her former husband, Edgar, was English, so they lived very formally, and she was known for having beautiful dishes. And recently I saw an interview with her daughter, Melissa, and the upcoming holiday, and she said, every Thanksgiving, we take out mom's dishes, and that's our tradition, and we savor that. That's part of her. Do you find that some people still do appreciate
that? I do. I do. I have girls in the shop all week that mix and match. The mix and match is really the fun.
Actually, that's probably a way to reinvent it already, because people are doing mix and match.
Yes, and they buy five, six dishes that don't match, and then every year they come back and get some more.
Right.
Another thing that you girls should think about on the holiday are holiday tablecloths.
Sure.
The turkey tablecloths can bring as much as $300 in parts of the country.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. These are very sought after, and they're in the attics. They're in your grandmother's house. Find them, girls, and get them out.
Use them.
And use them.
I want to build a dining room Thanksgiving table and talk about a lot of different things from the ground up. So let's talk about the dining room Thanksgiving table. I'm going to have 14 people tomorrow.
14 people?
So we're going to do some things together. Maybe you could make some suggestions of making the table and the sideboard as beautiful as possible. So I want to start with the table. So we get all the leaves in the table.
Right.
And the pads go on the table before we start anything. My question to you is, in setting a dining room table, do you feel that it's better for the table to be more intimate, or do you think you should have the table be as big as it can be, even if you have a small amount of people?
I think it should be as big as it can be. I also think round tables are very nice.
Isn't that nice? If you have it, I always say if you have, and one day in my house, I'll have sort of an interior square-shaped room, and then a round table with no head table where people could have communication is the most ideal thing. I think it's terrific.
The round table really solves a lot of problems.
But if you have a large rectangle, that's kind of tough because, you know, you have to balance the space.
I first of all, think any table should be full. I think there should be flowers on it, and I think there should be color.
Right.
And I think that people can find a way to move through that.
And make that work.
And make it work. If you have to, and girls, it's not that complicated. There are charts you can get in stores that show you where everything should be.
Exactly.
And you should really try to get the fine points perfect because people never forget that.
No.
They never will be in their memory forever what your table looked like.
I will remember now I'm in middle age, but growing up we had a wonderful aunt. Her name was Aunt Grace, and she didn't do Thanksgiving, but she did do Christmas. And every Christmas she would have 30 for sit-down dinner, and every person had a beautiful place card in front of them, script with the most beautiful writing with their name in script. And all these years later, I still fondly remember that. And I copy that on the Thanksgiving, which has become my holiday, that we do a beautiful place card, handwritten, and it personalizes.
Always remember,
and
you'll
remember it, and it's sort of an homage to her, and that. And I think those are the traditions.
The napkin should be beautifully done. There are many you can buy, get books in stores how to do napkins.
Right.
People will never forget a beautiful napkin.
I absolutely agree with you, and I think it's important to keep that tradition going. So let's start by building the table. The pads are on. We want to do our tablecloth.
And you can go formal, completely formal. But if you're going to do it formally, do it completely formally. Going to go casual and you're going to mix and match and keep it fun.
Sure. So let's talk about the tablecloth, which is the first step. What do you think of? Do you like an autumnal color for the base cloth? Do you like a print? What do you like for a Thanksgiving table?
For Thanksgiving, I really like a very highly starched white tablecloth.
Like a white tablecloth.
A white tablecloth. And then maybe add some color with the napkin.
Right.
Because you're going to have all the flowers of the fall there and colors. And then, again, what fun to mix and match. Another thing is great is transferware.
Oh, my God, my absolute favorite.
English
transferware in sort of, I don't know if it's white or cream, but then the white and the off-white and brown is my single favorite look. I think it is as beautiful as can be.
Fabulous for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Just fabulous. And even some of them have turkeys on them.
Yeah.
And they have color in them, and then you would want to use the white tablecloth and really bring out that china.
So I happen to agree with you more. Most people have disagreed with me because I do some consulting for parties and holiday planting that they want to, they want to start with maybe a gold tablecloth or a russet tablecloth. But depending upon how you're building, you have to think of balance.
Yes.
I don't personally like, unless you're going to have a very casual Thanksgiving, maybe in the eating area of a kitchen, of using a patterned tablecloth, because I think it fights the other stuff that you're doing. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. That was my original point.
Sure.
You really want to bring that china out and
right.
the colors and the food. The food's very colorful on Thanksgiving.
Right, right.
Another problem with tablecloths is I like to have tablecloths that if somebody spills a glass of red wine, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody nervous at my table.
Sure.
So I like them to feel free and fun, and if they should spill it, so what?
So
you don't want a $500 tablecloth on your table.
No, right. And probably something that has some polyester or synthetic fiber, so you can get that out for sure. All right, so let's start with a white tablecloth, which I personally like, so everything else can pop. What are we talking about with napkins? What do you want to do with a napkin? Do you want to have a linen napkin? Do you want to have a... What do you want to have?
I love the antique large napkins.
Okay.
You can get
the lap napkins.
The lap napkin.
Right.
I
don't think a lot of people know what a lap napkin is.
No, they don't. And it's really like four napkins
in
one. Beautiful.
Do you sell linens in your store?
I do.
Oh, yes, I do.
The lap napkin is very popular.
Elegant.
Then you can cover your whole... Oh, they're wonderful. And they're out there for a bargain because most people don't know what they are and don't want them.
Exactly, unfortunately. But those of us that do can benefit from that. So what would you... So we're doing a white tablecloth. Would you want to do the napkin in a color or a pattern?
Yes, I would if I could.
Okay.
Or I would stick with a really white... Very often they're monogrammed because those napkins came out of mansions.
Sure, generations.
And so they would be monogrammed and you can show the monogram.
So would you want a color on your napkin?
I would if I could,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, and what would ideally would you your Thanksgiving
the golds,
color be?
The rustic colors.
Right.
A yellow, maybe a pale yellow, or something like that.
Okay, would you alternate your napkin colors, or would you want one solid around?
No, I would alternate.
Would
if I
you?
Had to mix and match, I certainly would. So
are you doing Thanksgiving this year?
I am not. I'm doing Christmas.
Okay.
We'll do that on another show.
Okay.
My Christmas is right out of a postcard.
I can't even imagine. We may have you back for that.
It's fabulous what I do on Christmas.
So for your Thanksgiving, let's say you were doing it, have you done it in years past?
I have.
What have you done for napkins?
I usually take them and make them in a flare.
Okay.
They look like a flare.
You make them shaped on the plate.
On the plate. On
okay.
the plate sitting there. So that's the first thing they can pull out.
Sure.
And then I always do a full thing of silverware.
Okay.
So you have to really know where you're going. You know,
sure.
It's all in front of you, on the side of you.
Right.
And I have great fun with people, you know, and
right.
I always like to have a little bread dish there. I
nice.
Think it's very serious.
Oh, I like a bread and butter dish very
have to
much
have the
so.
Bread, and you need the pretty little knife to go with it.
Exactly. You know what, Maxine, we're going to go to a quick news, and then we're going to really build this table so tomorrow people are dazzled.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to go to a quick news break, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design, our Thanksgiving show, after these commercial messages and our news.
We're talking about the Washington Post. We're talking about the women involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time to develop a case and file a case, because you just don't go file a case without some proof, and we're getting proof.
Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore saying he's gearing up to sue his sexual misconduct accusers. That audio, of course, courtesy of the Alabama Cable Network. Moore also said you can expect additional information to come out regarding this story.
And there are things coming out in the future which I can't talk about.
Hillary Clinton said in a new interview that her inability to run on an agenda of change coming off President Obama's two terms was a significant problem for her 2016 campaign. Clinton said if you succeed a two-term president in your own party, you have a historical headwind blowing against you. But she was proud to serve under the Obama administration. And a new poll says 1 in 3 Americans will shy away from talking politics during the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The FCC Tuesday released a plan to dismantle the landmark regulations put in place by the Obama administration to ensure equal access to the Internet. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai discusses what the critics are missing when it comes to removing net neutrality.
They completely ignore the fact that this is of history, that we had a free and open Internet before these regulations started, that there was a bipartisan consensus that started with President Clinton and extended through two successive administrations.
Democratic Congressman John Conyers is facing a House ethics investigation into the fact that he may have made unwanted sexual advances towards many of his female staffers. Well, last month, Democratic Representative Maxine Waters praised Conyers at a women's convention in Detroit, Michigan.
You know, there is a member of Congress who has been supportive of women for many, many years. He is quiet, he is confident, he is powerful, but he has impeccable integrity on all of our issues. Give John Conyers a big round of applause.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root with a confession to make. I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts using the same formula wore them in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million! Blue blockers provide the best eye protection you can own. And you can't even break the lens with a hammer. Here's a great holiday offer. Call toll-free now to order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
A U.S. Navy plane crashed in the Philippine Sea today. USA Radio's Pentagon correspondent Lori Lewis has the details.
A search continued Wednesday morning for three U.S. military personnel missing after the Navy cargo aircraft they were traveling in crashed in the Philippine Sea. The Navy 7th Fleet said the other eight people who were on board have been rescued and are in good condition. The C-2A Greyhound had been conducting a routine mission, flying personnel and cargo from a Marine Corps air station in southern Japan to the USS Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier, which is in the Philippine Sea conducting exercises with Japan's Navy. The Japanese defense minister reportedly said that the U.S. had told him engine trouble may be behind the crash. President Donald Trump, in a statement on Twitter, gave his prayers for all involved. The crash is the latest in a series of incidents involving the 7th Fleet. Lori Lewis, The Pentagon.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, many food banks are saying they're running out of food, especially in New York City. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
A new report shows one out of three New York City food pantries and soup kitchens have been forced to turn hungry people away in recent weeks. They say cuts to the food stamp program, known as SNAP, have increased demand. But food banks across the country are having similar problems, many citing donor fatigue following an outpouring of help for hurricane victims in Houston, Florida, and Puerto Rico.
And finally, a new poll says one in three Americans will shy away from talking politics during the holidays. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I do have in studio today live our guest, Maxine Stadell. She owns Ladylike Antiques, and we're talking about setting a Thanksgiving table, a beautiful Thanksgiving table. So we're building the table. We have a beautiful sort of starched white, beautiful cloth. We have our napkins that are oversized, perhaps in a gold or a wonderful autumnal shade. Let's talk about, let's say you're not as adept in doing napkins as you are. Let's talk about a napkin ring or some things that I do. One of the things that I like to do once in a while, especially if I don't have enough napkin rings to go around because I have a big crowd, is I like to take a really beautiful ribbon and tie with a beautiful bow to tie each napkin on the plate. And that's also another way to go with it. What do you think of something like that?
That's a nice idea. Yeah. Really nice.
I've seen such beautiful ribbon this year. And it just gives a little bit of pattern to the space, and you can do it very artfully.
And you can sit it on the table, and it's not going to bother anyone.
Really, and it's just an easy thing to do. It brings a little color into it. So that's also an option to do. Let's talk about place cards and place card holders. Anything interesting that you thought of? I had amber glass turkeys that I found many years ago at Williams-Sonoma. So my white card with the person's name in it sits in a turkey, amber, because I love amber glass. If I had my perfect table, it would be amber glass and Old English white transferware. It's just great for each person, and that's what I do. What about other things that you've seen to hold the place card?
I've seen some very clever things. For instance, mm-hmm. earrings.
Oh, wow. I've never seen that
beautiful,
before.
Beautiful, beautiful clip-on earrings.
Okay.
With many beautiful shades and colors.
Oh, interesting.
And they would sit it on the table and put uh-huh. the card in it. Very beautiful concept. Uh-huh. Very beautiful concept. And at Christmas, the Christmas pins.
Wow.
Put the Christmas pin and sit it on.
Wow.
And I think it's very important because... And it's always important to know that the most important guest is to your right.
I got you.
Never get that wrong.
No, I understand.
They are really fun, and it really gets people seated quickly, and it's pretty, really pretty.
Let's start with building the plate, because that's sort of the crescendo of everything. Then we'll talk a little bit about the food. But let's talk about charger plates. Now, I'm a big fan of charger plates. Mm-hmm. I would say about 10 years ago, they were much more requested. I don't see them as requested anymore. Initially, when charger plates first started popularity, I'd say in the 90s, they were metal. Often they were brass or the brass look, and sometimes copper, but mostly brass. And they didn't do well because when they had water hit them, they would get all sort of problems. The copper ones would get the green patina on them, so they didn't do well. And then they came back in other forms and other shapes. And then they were popular for a while. I think I set a table for somebody for their holiday, and I did ones that were acrylic or plastic, but they looked like they were burled wood in browns and blacks. That was gorgeous. I did a table for at Christmas time when we did a beautiful red or red and silver. So they were popular for a while. I don't see them as popular anymore.
No, they were popular 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue carried all of that. I think one of the problems was it was another thing you had to worry about.
Sure.
And you didn't have a servant. Mm-hmm. And how many dishes could you? It was too complicated. Not that it was beautiful. It was beautiful. But it was complicated.
What I like about the charger plate is there's never a time that there's not something in front of you on the table.
True.
And you always have that awkward moment. Probably particularly with Thanksgiving because there's so many dishes and food on the table. Sometimes after it comes off after the meal, the table can look a little sloppy.
Yes, it can. It really can.
And it's an ugly time for pictures.
Also, cranberry juice.
Right.
That spills and the tablecloth is finished.
Right. And but it also hides a lot of sins, as you were saying.
True.
So I kind of like, even if it's just plastic, I kind of like having a base of a charger plate so that there's something on the table and it looks nice because people often take pictures during that time.
Yes.
And then you see like the, you know, the true that's going on. So that's a nice thing, but not in metal, definitely in some sort of an acrylic type of thing.
And that also gives you color if you want to go to a new color. It's another.
Exactly. So let's say we do the charger plate. We have the Greek napkin. We do the charger plate. And then we do the china. Let's talk about what's trending, what people are like. Very much the millennials that come to my store, particularly the Maplewood store, don't want anything to match.
Correct.
Okay.
They really want to mix and match it right down to every dish on the table.
Sure.
But they do like to get the colors
coordinated.
That they are very concerned about.
Sure.
And they're using the depression glass as well for
very
color.
Nice.
They can put a nice green or red down for the holidays. So a lot of that right now.
Right.
And then they just move along to other dishes.
Sure.
And one of the, you know, the great things to do is the many, many, many different kind of dishes. And people don't understand. This is the greatest bargain in the antique market today right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are mismatched
dishes. Yeah.
Do it, girls. Get out there. You're going to never see this again
in
your lifetime. Will you be able to buy the beautiful things you can right now?
At the prices you can.
At the prices to make your table spectacular.
Sure. So let's start with the dinner plate itself.
The dinner plate, what I like to do is a dinner plate. If I match them up, that's fine. But then when I do a salad or whatever, I use a different set of china. That way I'm incorporating all my sets of china.
And you get to use everything.
I get to use everything.
Smart idea.
Mm-hmm.
So a dining plate, what is usually the diameter of a dinner plate?
About 8 inches.
So you'd have an 8-inch plate to start.
Mm-hmm.
Then how many plates would you stack on top of an 8-inch plate?
You can do the salad.
Okay.
Because your butter's already taken care of.
Sure.
And then if you want to do a soup, you can do the soup. And the fun thing out there, the soups that people don't understand, that with the little handles.
Sure.
They can drink them.
Like exactly.
And it's lovely. It looks beautiful on the plate.
So would you typically do three then? You would do the dinner plate, the salad plate, and the soup plate.
Yes. And you always put the salad to the right.
Okay. You know? But normally you said you like I like a bread and butter plate.
Absolutely.
So I usually do that to the right.
Okay.
So what have you seen I think I've seen a lot of interesting things for the soup plate. Now, what I did also at Williams-Sonoma, I have beautiful individual small soup tureens that look like pumpkins.
Oh, nice!
And they all match. One year we were 23, so I had to supplement it with fall leaves just to make it work and alternate it. But for the most part, I have enough that I can do everybody in a wonderful first course because I just use the only china I have that's formal, which is the typical Lennox. So I like some color on the start. So I have all pumpkins on each one. What have you seen people do? Do they classically do a small soup bowl, or do they do odd things?
People were really afraid of the soup.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
They're terrified of doing that, and they shouldn't be.
No.
Because if you can't make a great soup, you sure have a lot of caterers in town that can.
Exactly.
So you just go down there and get the soup.
Yeah.
And
start with a nice pumpkin bisque or butternut squash bisque. Also, you know, it's trendy besides soup, and I really like soup as the first course.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you do like a pumpkin ravioli with a little consomme or broth or something in it, just as a little first course.
People can chat.
Right.
And it gives the cook a little more time to get organized.
And I think a Thanksgiving dinner should be sort of relaxed.
Another thing that's very nice on Thanksgiving is a fruit cup.
Right.
A lovely fruit cup rather than the soup.
So how would you serve a fruit cup? Would you serve it in a stemmed glass?
I like to do it in the champagne glasses with the gold trim around them.
Sure.
Because the gold kind of mixes with the fruits.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Because back in pictures I look of my parents' day, and I look in the 1960s, and champagne glasses were saucer glasses. Mm-hmm. And I see the saucer glasses, because it was mid-century, are coming back again.
Right.
In fact, I had a drink at the Ryland Inn, and their champagne glass and a lot of their cocktail glasses are the saucer-type mm-hmm. glass.
That's right.
And then in the 80s, they changed to the uh-huh. flute and uh-huh. so on. Uh-huh. So would that be a shape that you would use
yes,
on the table?
Yes, the little saucer ones. Yeah,
so the saucer one.
The gold trim, some of them are plain and
right.
etched. But that makes a lovely fruit cup.
Oh, I never thought of that. That's
and if you wanted to put a little pretty dish under it so that you had could just scoop it right up with the dish, you could do that as well in case it dripped or whatever. It's a lovely idea.
Let's talk a little bit about something that I see trending a lot. That is colored glass.
Mm.
And in my store, both my stores, I have a lot of colored glass seasonally. And I find because decorating has changed, it's much simpler than it used to be. Lots of neutral grays with white trim and not a lot of color. One of the ways to bring in color, particularly to your table, is by adding beautiful colored glass, whether it be rich cobalt blue, citrus green, orange for the holiday, amber glass, and so on. Are you seeing people requesting colored glass?
Yes, but they want to do the mix and match on that.
Sure.
And they want the big goblets.
Sure.
So they want the Fenton-made goblets, I think Viking-made goblets, and
okay.
they go around to all the garage sales, and that's where they're finding them.
Sure.
And then they come to my store when they're stumped. And then they have to pay more in my store, not much, but a little
no,
bit.
Right.
But they run out the door with them because they want to get the whole table done in different colors.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So I colored glass is something that's wonderful to
oh,
me.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And if you're having an early dinner and you have some of that light coming through, it's just absolutely beautiful.
And a lot of that red crystal glass is on the market. It's a bargain right now. That's
yeah.
beautiful around the holidays.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful
yeah.
to do a fruit cup or your
right.
dessert or just lovely.
For me, for Thanksgiving, I love amber glass.
I know.
And
I
don't think it's that popular.
It's becoming more popular.
Is it?
Yes. 5 years ago, I had a lot of trouble selling amber
yeah.
glass. But I've noticed in the last 2 years that they're really buying it.
Amber glass paired with, I'll say this again, amber glass paired with...
It's rich looking.
Oh, my God. On Thanksgiving, paired with English transferware is
mm,
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, English transferware wasn't designed particularly for Thanksgiving. It was designed just as a beautiful thing that they... had. And tell us the story behind actual transferware, what that means.
Transferware came into vogue about 1816.
Right.
And it what they did is they used copper and tissue
mm-hmm.
to make it...
Transfer.
Transfer.
Right.
Correct. That's how it was actually originally done.
Right.
The English potters are the finest potters in the world.
Right.
And
right.
they really are the king of this process.
Right.
No country has ever been able to match their ability to make this particular beautiful pottery.
Is there Chinese transferware?
There is, but it will never have the quality of
the
English.
English. Right.
Now, what the English did is they made the dark blue first. That's
okay.
your most valuable pieces.
Right.
And they're always damaged, and you wonder why.
Right.
They can be 200 years old.
Wow.
Then they made green. That
okay.
was their second choice.
Was the green like a dark hunter green or a light green?
It's a light green, kind of
okay.
a mint green.
Okay.
Then they made the light blue, which we see so much of.
Sure.
Then in later years, it went to black and brown, and there's some violet, and then the red, which is very popular right now.
Sure.
But those are always later.
Right.
But if you'll notice on American transferware, where you see churches in America, if you turn it over, it always will say made in England.
Yeah.
They came over here and took photographs of all the great places in America because our American potters could not make that quality.
Let's talk about some of the brands, and probably these are reproductions. These are not antiques,
mm-hmm.
but I know that for the holiday time, particularly Thanksgiving, the Johnson brothers make a lot of that Thanksgiving
yes.
ware, is what I'm calling it.
And it's beautiful. I mean, I sell a ton of it.
What would you consider? Is that just, what would you call those dishes?
They were for, you know, the middle class. They
right.
were, they were,
they're not really China.
No,
they're
really different, but they're beautiful because
beautiful.
They've copied the great artists.
Exactly.
That's how they're making it that beautiful.
What do you think about plates like the Johnson Brothers where there's some color incorporated in
I think they're great, and that process was done later by the British, and no one has ever been able to figure out how they do that.
Sure.
That's, it was very complex to do that,
right.
to mix the colors.
Pretty, and then it has a scene on it. Do you like a turkey plate? Do you like some of that stuff?
I do.
Okay.
I do, and they're usually in color.
Yeah, and with some color in
uh-huh.
them. Things like pheasant feathers
mm-hmm.
to me are so Thanksgiving
mm-hmm.
table.
Yes,
I also like I like silver on the table. I think silver and brown, pewter, the silver tones with brown are
mm-hmm.
very rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, maybe salt and pepper shakers, how we can incorporate some, maybe the silver tones in with the brown.
Well, you could come into my shop and buy the silver plate, which is a bargain again. You can have it for nothing, girls. And you can get your gravy boats.
Right.
You can do your centerpiece with the silver.
Right.
You can get the antique silver candles. You can use the beautiful bread plates. Certainly you would like to do that.
Right.
Even the sterling silver bread plates are a bargain right now.
It's amazing to me, silver in particular. You just can't give it
away. And you don't need sterling silver, girls, mm-hmm. to set a table. You can come to my shop and buy an entire set of silver plate for $150.
Wow.
And nobody knows the difference.
See, I think cutlery, there's nothing like it, especially in the holiday. You feel special when you're having it. We're going to take our last set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB in Flemington.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer, home stager, and contractor for the past 20 years with two locations, one right here in the Flemington area at my new location, which is 176 Route 202 in Ringo's, New Jersey, just right across from the Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. I also have a location right near the Short Hills Mall in beautiful downtown Maplewood, which is being dressed now for the upcoming holiday, and that's 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Phone number 908-884-0770. My guest today in studio is Ladylike Antiques owner Maxine Stadell, and we're building the holiday table for you if you're sort of frenzied of how do you make it look beautiful and elegant. We were talking before the commercial break about beautiful colored glassware, which I do think in itself is becoming more popular. I think there was a period of time that people shied away from glassware that was colored because they felt like it was distorting the beverage. So if you were having maybe white wine in a blue glass, that maybe that threw it off or was unappealing. I think that's changed a lot.
That's really changed.
Especially with neutral colors. People are painting their dining rooms gray. So if your dining room's gray, you have to have a pop of cobalt blue or a pop of citrus green to make that room look like something.
And it's a happy thing.
Oh, yeah, it
very
nice.
Makes the table very cheerful.
Did you ever see a 4th of July a picnic set with blue glass?
Right.
Oh, my God, right? Gorgeous, right?
Gorgeous.
Red and blue?
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
Or Christmas with all the red
glass. Yeah, with all the red glass. Nothing's going to look as good as that does. So let's talk about the sideboard. We haven't talked yet about the sideboard. Something that I love very much, and not necessarily collect, but that I love soup tureens. I think soup tureens or foot baths are beautiful, and often I use them for other things like arrangements and do things with them, especially the blue and white, but any of the colors. Anything about soup tureens? I don't think people necessarily buy soup tureens that much anymore.
They do, especially the transferware.
Right.
They're really sought after.
Sure.
And they like the ironstone. The white.
Okay.
The white ironstone, because mm-hmm. I can...
Do anything.
Put it anywhere.
Sure.
And I think that you're right. There are lovely things you can do with that. That makes a beautiful flower arrangement on your sideboard, even on your table.
Yeah.
Because it's low enough.
Right. It's low and it has a lot of visual weight. And usually it's linear and it's great for a rectangular or an oval table.
Yes. And they're very, very lovely. There's just something about them. I think the problem with them today is it's complicated to make a dish and put it in that. They don't have a servant to walk around and scoop it out for
and
you.
And they could probably be heavy, and I don't know if they carry the heat of
exactly.
what's in there.
Exactly. It would be hot. You'd need cushions on your hands. It would be hard, yeah.
The look, though, is phenomenal.
Beautiful. And they can stay there all year.
Right.
You never have to remove it.
What do you like to put on your sideboard?
On my sideboard, I have huge, magnificent platters.
Okay.
The more beautiful, the older, the more gracious, and I sit many of them there. And mm-hmm. What I do with my soup tureens, they're in my bay window.
Oh, so you can
see. So I have several in my bay window.
Yeah, they have such architecture to them. They're just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So you have platters on your sideboard.
Beautiful platters.
You have the bread and butter plate. We have the stacked mm-hmm. plates. We have the white. We have the beautiful lapkins. Let's talk about the centerpiece. Mm-hmm. What do you like to do as your centerpiece?
I personally like to take magnificent china.
Okay.
And make sure that it's low.
Okay.
So everybody can talk.
I think that's a big thing. Is my
very serious.
First time I built a house and we had Thanksgiving that year, I wanted to use everything that was indigenous to the area, mm-hmm. and I picked absolutely everything. The bittersweet, all the different things, and I made the most beautiful arrangement you ever saw. It was very tall. Within 5 minutes, it was on the floor. And I learned from that time.
That was a good experience. Low. There you go. The better, right.
It's like the limbo. How low can you go? And you got to keep it very low. I just wanted to joke.
And you
that.
Don't want it to be too large because you have so much going on.
Right.
So I like to take what would catch an eye of someone would be so beautiful.
Okay.
And then make the flowers there, but you're really looking at this beautiful piece of porcelain. Maybe Limoges, maybe
wow.
something, and that's what I do.
So for flowers,
do your own flowers, girls. Never buy.
No, there's nothing like that. You know that.
Have
that
fun
sort of,
with it. Have
yeah,
fun with it.
And it should be a little random and a little amazing. Uh-huh. One of the things that I love that I mentioned that I'm going to steal some today around the area. I mean, in public places, not private places. Is bittersweet. And
yeah.
bittersweet is actually an invasive vine. It's not a great thing to have. I do have it in my property, and I'll take some from there. But it's terrific. Now, one of the things I did at the front of my property, I have, because of deer, I have two beautiful posts at the entrance of my driveway, and I have beautiful old black urns on them. Mm-hmm. And we had a problem with mums this year because it was so hot. They just dried out.
They did.
And also by November, your mums have done their thing anyway. Mm-hmm. So I went out for some seasonal color because I'm having the holiday this year, and I bought 6 pumpkins, 2 very large, 2 middle-sized, mm-hmm. and 2 small. And what I did was create stacked pumpkins.
Nice.
What you do is you put the dowels in between, mm-hmm. and you create stacked mm-hmm. pumpkins. The only thing I didn't do was the bittersweet vine. I like to wrap that around mm-hmm. where the pumpkins come together, so that's a thing to
Sounds
do.
Sounds beautiful.
And also with arrangements, I think you need to be creative with your arrangements.
You
just what you said. Use unusual things. Use artichokes and pheasant feathers.
Yes,
use things
yes.
that are different. Make bases out of things. One of the things that I have done in the past is I'll take 2 beautiful glass hurricanes. Mm-hmm. I'll buy a cream color pillar candle in each. And then I collected from my property early in the year acorns. Mm-hmm. And the acorns mm-hmm. are the pot fillers. Mm-hmm. And they add that very Thanksgiving look to them. Mm-hmm. You also can do that with hazelnuts. All different types of nuts mm-hmm. are things you can use. Non-traditional things for your Thanksgiving.
What fun you're having, right?
Yeah. And I think the more you think outside the box or you use things that you're not going to use mm-hmm. normally, I think they're terrific. You can do mini pumpkins. You can do all that stuff. I like, again, my arrangements to be not too formal and low and sort of spread out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
This year I have a lot of... I like gourds, too, because I say gourds are gorgeous.
Gourds, right? They can sit around your table,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
They don't hurt your table.
And you
nice
can,
color.
And you can move them in a way that you're not afraid
yeah.
of them. Yeah. The thing that you don't want with an arrangement is you don't want it to be so delicate that you can't
right.
maneuver around it, because there's a lot of food going around it, hands and elbows.
There's an awful lot going on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so you want to keep it, I think, simple. Mm-hmm. I do like to incorporate maybe some orange roses. Mm-hmm. This year I did something that was kind of interesting. For my fall planters at both stores, I bought coxcomb. Are you familiar with coxcomb?
Yes. Uh-huh.
They almost look like lasagna noodles that are like velvet.
Uh-huh.
And normally you see it in burgundy, but I found it in orange this year.
Mm-hmm.
So I had it in both stores. And because it was so hot in the fall season, it grew.
Really?
It was tremendous. Uh-huh. So I cut them down about a week ago, and I have them in a bucket of water, and they're going to be my flowers on the table. I mix them with some bittersweet and some different types of berries and a couple of orange roses. And just three little low, dumb glass mm-hmm. arrangements, but with gourds and some other things. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
You're there to have a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We only have about 3 minutes left.
One little tip I want to give the girls. When you're doing your dessert, get a lot of beautiful teacups that don't go together.
Well,
don't
you're saying
use a set.
You said the millennials, and you have a lot of gorgeous teacups.
Yeah,
you
get
said
them all.
Different, but you're saying that the millennials are embracing that. That's like
they
a thing,
are.
Right?
And it's great on Thanksgiving dinner when you're all sitting and you're having your pumpkin pie that everyone has their own particular teacup.
Wow,
they're
nice.
Very impressed with that.
You know, tea is becoming really popular
yes,
again.
Yes, it is.
I still think it's a ladies' thing, but tea is becoming very popular. I know Tea Berries is one of the businesses that's thriving in downtown Flemington. They're doing very well there because tea has sort of come
right.
back again.
And they always come down to my shop and buy teacups
because
they're all juiced up.
Now, are they also buying them to just display them?
Yes, but they're using
them. They're using
them. They
are
really using the teapots, everything that has to do with the tea party.
Sure.
Yes. But that's fun. Never think that you should have matching teacups on your table. Have fun with it.
More interesting,
buy one each
right?
year, two each year, three each year, until you have a collection. And
what about tier stands or tier things to do if you're doing the teas to do... little canapes or pastries.
Yes, I have all of that in my store. And
wonderful.
The girls love the tea party. They're having a wonderful time with it.
What about maybe unusual things that you physically have in your store? One of the things that I love to this day is Stengel.
Yes.
And I remember seeing that you had a lot of Stengel and some patterns I hadn't seen before.
The young girls like it
okay.
because they don't want what their mother
well, it's
had.
It's
this is
it's
what
casual.
Their grandmother had it. It's
right.
casual.
Right.
And they can have a lot of fun with it. They can mix and match it. They really like the Stengel. And they're also mixing the Depression glass with the Stengel.
I think they naturally go together. My nan, I remember she had the built-in white sideboard that they had, very 1920s, the top with the glass in
right.
it. And on her sideboard was always, which the only thing I have from my grandmother is that beautiful piece of sort of scratched green Depression glass
right.
in the center. And then she
them.
And then she had her, which she had it displayed, she had her Stengel, which had a little bit of, I guess, the fruit, the most popular one, the brown with the fruit and the stuff, and the green. I just think they go so well together.
Stengel's a fabulous thing. It's a real piece of pottery.
I wish it never went away. Why did it go away?
They couldn't pay the people to do it. That takes great talent to do that.
It
all had to be hand-painted.
So it was all just economic.
It's like Fenton. They do not have the artists that know how to make that glass.
That's so sad. Now, it was all made in, from what I understand, it was all made in Trenton.
Yes, it started in Trenton, yes. And then they made it here.
In Flemington. Mm-hmm. Did it move here, or they just did it at both?
It moved here from Trenton.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So when did Stengel stop making pieces? Do you know or remember?
I think about 1968, 1970.
Oh, that early on.
Yes, that early. Mm-hmm.
So, and thank God we have a lot of it, though, still around.
There's a lot of it in this town. These attics are filled, and I'm getting all of it, and I'm redistributing it.
Are people from other countries knowing what Stengel even is, or maybe other parts of the country? If you live in Southern California, do you know what Stengel is? You know
no,
what I mean?
They don't.
Is it regional? Is that why we like it so much?
No, but I find a lot of people that are visiting people in Europe want to take it with them as a gift, house gift, because it's so American.
Wow. Maxine, we've come to the end of the segment.
Oh, what a shame. We had a good time.
We always want to. It's like a party, right?
It is.
So we will do again. Maybe we'll do something. Have you come in at Christmas and
perfect.
Talk about that.
Wonderful.
Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You
thank you for being my guest. Enjoy, everybody. Have a terrific Thanksgiving. We'll see you. We're going to start with our series of holiday shows, and we have wonderful things in store. Thank you, everybody, and have a great and safe holiday.
We're talking about the Washington Post. We're talking about the women involved. Mm-hmm. You know, it takes time to develop a case and file a case, because you just don't go file a case without some proof, and we're getting proof.
Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore saying he's gearing up to sue his sexual misconduct accusers. That audio, of course, courtesy of the Alabama Cable Network. Moore also said you can expect additional information to come out regarding this story.
And there are things coming out in the future which I can't talk about.
Hillary Clinton said in a new interview that her inability to run on an agenda of change coming off President Obama's two terms was a significant problem for her 2016 campaign. Clinton said if you succeed a two-term president in your own party, you have a historical headwind blowing against you. But she was proud to serve under the Obama administration.
And a new poll says 1 in 3 Americans will shy away from talking politics during the holidays.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The FCC Tuesday released a plan to dismantle the landmark regulations put in place by the Obama administration to ensure equal access to the Internet. FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai discusses what the